In the letter of James, wisdom from above is first of all innocent. It is also peaceable, lenient, docile, rich in sympathy and the kindly deeds that are its fruits, impartial and sincere. The harvest of justice is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. Tonight, we are remembering in our intentions for the Holy Hour all those who care for the sick under the patronage of St. Catherine of Siena. And this day is also the feast of St. Athanasius, one of the doctors of the church, of the early church. And this reading comes from the Common of Doctors. And it's appropriate because not only for the feast day, but St. Catherine herself is one of the doctors of the church. And as we think about those who care for the sick, there's a whole range of them. There are those who deal with the sick in healthcare institutions. There are those who deal with them in their own home, family members, or outside healthcare workers who come to their homes, but also the family members. And St. Catherine was known for taking care of the sick, and this is one of the reasons she's the patron saint for nurses. And like a number of saints who cared for the sick, she had a certain attitude about doing this, in that she would ask for those who had the worst illnesses, the ones that others were afraid to go near them, or they found them to be too difficult, whatever it would be. And so she would go to the various kind of hospitals in her day, the 14th century, and take care of those individuals in particular. And in this work, she did really understand and absorb that what it is that she's doing. When we talk about one of the corporal works of mercy, going to the sick, that she sees in them the Lord Jesus. And so she's not going to be afraid to be with the Lord. She sees deeper than just an individual who has an illness, but is an individual who presents to her the Lord Jesus. And so she is, and then by taking care of them in that way, she's going to give them some greater care than if it was for doing it because it's a job or because she has to do it or something of that sort. And so the individual who is receiving the care sees more of their dignity, can recognize their importance, and also to recognize that they are not alone. Oftentimes in illnesses, we are alone. Nobody knows what I'm going through in this, or maybe abandoned. I'm sure we've all heard of stories of people who've been abandoned into hospitals or nursing homes by family members who don't want to take care of them anymore or be bothered with that or hope that they will die sooner. And so Catherine's example is great for those who do care for the sick, not only for nurses, but anyone in the healthcare industry, those family members who take care of them at home, and even chaplains who also bring a care to the sick, and volunteers who visit the sick in different locations. And in doing this, Catherine also shows forth that it is the Lord himself who is caring for the sick, as he acts through Catherine. to show his concern. We know Jesus had a great ministry to the sick, which he continues today through the church, through her members, to bring forth, to show, to bring the love of God, the healing of Jesus, the presence of the Lord. And so there is a great wisdom in this, as we heard in the letter to James. A great wisdom of recognizing this is a ministry, to continue the ministry of Jesus, but also to do the ministry for Jesus, who is present there, and to help those who are sick to recognize their dignity, that they're not alone, that they can handle this, whatever the cross is for them, because they are not by themselves. The fear can this dissipate through that ministry. And certainly chaplains, as they minister to the sick, can help them to process, to recognize, to discern what is God doing in their life. That this is part of his plan for them. And because it is part of God's plan, it can only lead to something greater. And as St. James mentions in his letter, this wisdom, acting like Jesus, for Jesus, being helped by Jesus, brings forth that those virtues that it mentions, that it's peaceable, that it is docile, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's rich in sympathy and kindly deeds. So those who imitate Catherine, who imitate the Lord, who recognize these things, act in a way that is different. It's not just a job. It is not something that is thrust upon them. There's not resentment. And even if that person has very serious issues. And we saw this especially in the times of like the pandemic, when people made great sacrifices. Those who did it for the Lord made even greater sacrifices. As we know, many people died, not only the sick, but those who cared for them. And it brings about, as I say, peace. And so we pray for all those who care for the sick, the professional healthcare members, chaplains, family members who deal with this at home, to see it as a ministry, to gain the strength to continue to do it as long as God asks it of them. Like Catherine, to be concerned about the other and not herself. To give and to give, to sacrifice for the good of the other. And that one day, all of these, the sick, those who care for them, family members, may one day receive the great reward for this wisdom, for this virtue of acting like Jesus, recognizing Jesus, that he will gather his church together in his body, and he promises to lead them through the cross to that great promise of eternal life.